Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you another segment of my Calvinism Exposed, Tulip Exposed, the five parts of the Calvinistic heretical teaching Tulip. I've already done total depravity. I've already done unconditional election. Today we're going to expose a limited atonement. Let's get right at it. You know, this is probably the most heretical part of the tulip of Calvinism. This is the idea that Jesus shed his blood for only a select few. That's what Calvinists teach, that Jesus, it's kind of noisy, I'm out in the streets today, always traveling, preaching the gospel, took this time to make this video or audio, that Jesus only died for a select few. Well, let's talk about this. So first we know that Jesus died while we were yet sinners. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Who's sinners? Ask yourself, who is sinners? Jesus died for sinners, right? That would be all men. And as it says in the book of Romans, all have fallen short of the glory of God. So there's one bit of evidence who Jesus died for. He died for those who have fallen short and are sinners. Let's go to Mark 2, verse 17. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them that they are whole. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So Jesus comes to call sinners to repentance. Are we all fallen human beings, sinners in need of salvation? Yes, we are. God offers this gift, Ephesians 2:8, by the grace, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. So we see that Jesus came for sinners, okay? Now, Calvinism denies free will. This is what it all hinges on. But we know that men have a choice. If we study God's word, we don't study Calvinism. If we study God's word, we can see that men have a choice. Mark 1:17, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. That sound like they had a choice? So you have to ask yourself, are you building your theology on Calvinistic ideas as they twist and pull God's word out of context, or are you building it on the pureness of God's word? So the big question for this exposing of limited atonement, did grace and Jesus shed his blood for all? Let's read. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Does that sound like it's for everybody? I think it does. This case gets just worse here, folks. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. There's that all word. Does that sound like God wants everyone to come to repentance? How about Acts 17, where Paul's on Mars Hill preaching to the pagans, and he says, God calls all men everywhere to repent. Would God call all men everywhere to repent if Jesus did not shed his blood for all men everywhere? This is not hard, folks. It only gets complicated when you follow theologians, heretic murderers. By the way, I want to remind everyone, John Calvin murdered people over theological issues. Yep, he was a murderous, hateful man. Let's go back to Scripture. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. You can't get away from this, folks. We see what God's word says. How about 1 John 2:2? And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The whole world. So you get Calvinists and they'll say, oh, you guys are universalists. See, because you're teaching Jesus died for everybody. Everybody's going to heaven. No. He died for everyone. But because we believe what the scriptures say about free will, he died for everyone for the opportunity to come. But it will only be applied to those who turn to him, enter that new blood covenant, repent, seek after him. And then they'll be born again by the Spirit of God. So that's the answer to that. It's not universalism at all. It's all can come. We know everyone won't come. And it's by people's choice. Here's the best evidence, I think. John 3:15-17. Famous verse, right? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that world through him might be saved. Did you catch that? He came for the world and for whosoever. One time I had a crazy Calvinist, heretical Calvinist, tell me that the world didn't mean world, it meant the elect. Go look at the word world, it means cosmos. That means the whole world, folks. It has nothing to do with just for the elect in that verse. So there's more scriptures, but we're just going to leave it right there. It's the weakest link in the Calvinist tulip, and it's a heretical, damnable doctrine that we like to expose because it deceives and trips up so many people. Calvinists, those that preach the tulip, are dangerous heretics. And just like the Mormons and the Jehovah Witness, they're preaching a false Jesus. A Jesus that, as God created only a few to go to heaven, everyone else suffers without choice and eternity separated from God. It is a demonic, diabolical, false doctrine of demons propagated by a wicked, murderous, heretic man named John Calvin. I don't know what else to say. You can't read God's word in its fullness and believe in these terrible doctrines. Okay? All you can do is pull at them, twist at them, rip God's word out of context, and believe what some people say, like Calvin and all of these heretical Calvinists today. Don't believe them. Believe and trust God's word, folks. Get in the word, know the word, study the word, compare the word to all these doctrines. Don't follow any theology. Follow the word of God. Reformed theology, covenant theology, Arminius, Calvinist. Don't follow any of this. Follow the word of God. Does that not make sense? That's what I travel to preach. That's what I strive to teach. That's what I'm encouraging you to do today. Study, know, and follow the word of God. Reject heretical demonic Calvinism like limited atonement. Up next, we're going to keep going in our series exposing the tulip of Calvinism. And it'll all be linked at the same article where you can read them and be edified by them. Till next time, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com and go to the teaching blog, Every Day Pouring Out Truth. Go out and have a great day. May God be praised.